This is 761-3330, North Hollywood.
Well, we're just loving it here, right here on the Movie Line. This is your fix for October 7th through the 11th, 1984. We're having a great old time. We're having blasts, loads, and anything else you can think of. We're just loving it right here at Paul Mack Presents. And what can I say? We are back with another 1525 of Mack. Hey, that's not too much to bear for 1 week. But I can say this week we're going to have more humans than fun could ever be possibly allowed to have. Wait a minute. Strike that. Reverse it. Wait a minute. Just reverse the whole thing, will you? Thank you. From a place where talking backwards is considered a rare art form, you're on the Movie Line at 761-3330.
Miss Susan Blackstone, how are you?
I'm fine, Paul. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I just had nothing else better to do, so I thought I'd call you up and kill some tape here.
That was really nice of you.
Yeah, you know, it is. It was rather pleasant of me to do, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
What's going on in the life of Miss Blackstone these days? And, you know, last time we spoke to you, you told me that you were, well, you were in Stone Boy, of course, the
right.
Big flop of the season. No, I heard a lot of good things about that.
They took it off early.
God, why did they do that?
I don't know. They did it to a lot of films.
Did that, I mean, it was a great...
It was more of like an actress film, I think. It wasn't...
Hey, really... but Susan, there's life after movies. Remember, there's videotape. So, do you get any residuals from videotape?
No, I don't think so.
That's a drag.
I know.
You're kidding me.
I know, you can make a lot of money, no.
I wouldn't have taken the part, Susan.
Track. What?
I wouldn't have taken the part without it.
If you had known that.
And then you said, oh, I'm going to be in this little film called The Wildlife, and that's like some, you know, all the partiers go to see that film, you know.
Uh-huh.
They get high, and they go in here and go, all right, it makes sense to me, colors. You know. What kind of a part did you have in Wildlife, Susan?
I play a high school freshman.
Oh, a freshman, huh?
Yeah.
Were you fresh in that film?
Yes, I was. I was the only fresh thing in it. I'm just kidding.
Now, just a minute, Susan. Let's not brag here. Now, how was that part? I mean,
it was fun.
And
it
I hear you...
It ended up being like 2 weeks' work for like about three lines.
Yeah, and $3 million. Hey, that's great. I wish I could make that much money. But didn't you get a good billing for that, though?
I did. As a matter of fact, I got... What do you call it? Frontal titles?
Frontal titles. Oh, God. I don't know if that sounds... Frontal titles. Well, Susan,
like
you should be honored.
The beginning of the film.
You should be honored, Susan, to have frontal titles.
I
would be proud, personally. I gave you back-end titles on The Visitant, if you'll
recall.
Yeah,
I really appreciated that.
Well, everybody got back-end titles. They kind of got the...
That probably haven't worked for you since.
Rear end. Hey, now, Susan, we've got some projects. I got some scripts. I got some stuff that you're going to love to see.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see it, but you can't be in it.
Okay.
See how much work The Visitant got you? I mean, that's been piling loads and loads. I heard you were just in St. Elsewhere the other night.
Yes, I was.
Why didn't you call me up and tell me this?
I'm sorry. I was in class. I didn't even know myself.
Oh. Great. Did you even see it?
My mom did.
What? Susan, who supplies your drugs? You're great. You're on a roll here. Tell me about...
My mom taped it for
tell,
me.
Oh, great. She taped it for you, so you saw like a second generation off the TV.
Right.
Who did you have to get to know intimately to get frontal titles on Wild? Was it a pleasure?
I didn't even expect it. I mean, they told me it would be at the end.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, fine, because it's a small part.
Just give me my money and I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, right. I just thought, take money and run on this one.
Right.
Just kidding. It was fun.
Yeah.
The people were just really nice. I don't know.
That's good. Maybe you'll get some more work out of it and a few extra boyfriends on the side. Anyway, Susan, it's been a... What's coming up in your life? What is happening with Miss Susan Blackstone?
Well, coming up is a movie for television called Shattered Vows with Valerie Bertinelli.
How is that? Is that?
I play her younger sister.
What a miscast! I mean, her younger sister.
Uh-huh.
That's great. was that a big part or?
It wasn't too big. It was a nice role.
So will you call me this time when it comes on?
I sure will.
It's probably some. Huh?
I'm going to see the screening of it is Wednesday.
Well, terrific. Special. Let me know how it is. I mean, it's one of these things that you really can't miss in the TV guide. You know,
I hope so.
Susan Blackstone. But anyway, Suze, it's great talking to you, and I hope you continue to work. I know I haven't, but hey, that's why I do these shows. Right? Hey, what do you think of Roxana Zell getting an Emmy?
I think it's great.
Wasn't that fantastic?
Yes. I talked to her before, and she was really excited. She was nervous.
That was great.
I know.
Did she think she was going to win that thing?
I don't know. I didn't talk to her about that. I'm sure she had big hopes. You know?
Oh, yeah, but that's fantastic. I can't be more...
I was so nervous when they said she went. I was, like, nervous. Like,
God, isn't that weird, though?
God.
I mean, Roxanne, she comes into, you know, class when we used to see her in class, and here's this little girl, and she grows up to be this great actress, and Susan gets jealous. No, but Susan, you too, you're fantastic, and I really hope that you go places. You're going to get an Emmy one day,
okay. Hopefully
an Oscar.
Okay, Paul.
Okay, we'll work together on that one.
All right, we will.
So it's been nice talking to you.
You too, Paul.
And we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
They've tried it all their best moves.
If you don't get out of here right now, I'm gonna scream.
You won't scream.
I'll scream.
You won't scream.
All their best lines.
Are you a virgin?
But now they're moving up.
You're moving into the woman palace of all time.
And they're ready to encounter the wildlife. From the creators of Fast Times at Ridgemont High comes something even faster, The Wildlife.
It's casual.
From Universal Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now at select theaters, check newspapers for locations and showtimes.
I thought I would call and just say hello, and I've heard a lot of real good reviews about a film called Amadeus. Well, I guess that kind of would fit me to the teeth, because I happen to be a musician, and I happen to love the works of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, who was a composer way back in the classical era. Paul, you got a pretty good line going here, and hey, what can I say, but keep up the good work, and I'll be talking with you soon. Goodbye.
This is Joel in Westwood. I just got back from a viewing of Impulse, and I must say it's one of the worst films of the year. I think they had a great storyline to work with about people acting simply on impulse without thinking about it. For example, a young woman bashes a car because it got to a space before she did, kind of like my situation in Westwood whenever I try to park. Anyway, the film carries on much like a horror film, kind of long and boring, and doesn't really get anywhere. We later find out it's all the government's fault, and they're trying to cover it up as usual. But again, we've seen all this before, and it was done much better in the Andromeda strain. I still think Red Dawn is one of the best films of the year, simply because it represents a need for humans to get together, and Americans especially, to get together and prepare themselves for what might be the inevitable. This is Joel in Westwood.
Hello, this is E.G., the radio technician from Burbank. Well, I heard Mr. Fun's comment, and what do you mean you didn't like Saturday Night Live? Some of it must have stuck, because, I was just waiting through your whole comment for you to repeat that famous Dan Aykroyd line, only changed around a little bit. I fully expected you to say, "Liz, you ignorant slut." I mean, really, it sounded like you had watched too much Saturday Night Live there, and that's what's making you go on and on and on there about somebody who didn't like what you had to say about something you didn't like. And if you're confused, so am I.
Hi, this is Donnie from Los Angeles. Last week I saw Irreconcilable Differences. I thought that was a really good movie. It was really interesting. Shelley Long played a really good part, and so did Ryan O'Neill. He's pretty cute, too. That doesn't really fit in there, but I said it anyway. This is not a good tape, so can it, Paul?
This is not a pleasant job. I want you to know that. God, that comment was gross. Yeah. There she blew. Oh. I was having trouble going down. Well, let's finishes that one. You know, it's kind of interesting because when you guys tell me, you know, specifically, play my comment, I never play your comments. And when somebody comes along and says, Paul, don't play this comment, I play it. Good strategy, yeah. Have to remember that next time.
Well, what an honor. I always wanted to be a star. Twinkle, twinkle, Paul Mack. Well, gang, it's the infamous Coming Back from the Dead, Bob Observatory. And when you hear the new Observatory tape coming up on Observatory, you hear the subsequent tapes after you hear this, we'll have a brand new sound, and we'll also have a new co-line winner who will remain anonymous until I get done making tapes with him. But here it is, the big film review from Bob Opp for the month of October 1984. It's on the movie Dreamscape, a very strange movie to say the least. I actually found it interesting, even though the snake man looked like a rubber balloon. Kind of reminded me of somebody I know named Michael Los Angeles or Michael Hollywood. I'm not sure who that guy is. He left a comment about three tapes ago, and anyway, just kind of moving on through the tape here, I'm leaving my movie review on the movie Dreamscape. On the ob scale of A to Z, I give it a B for better than average. And compared to some Paul Mack movies I've seen, which I give a... for direction, I give them a C for kind of good, and some other ratings which I can't talk about on the phone line. So I'm going to get going now, but don't forget, Observatory is coming back with a new sound, new co-line winner, and you can call it at area code 818. 702-0429. Thank you, bye, and GBFM.
Hey, Paul, this is Eddie from Van Nuys. And I'd like to say, I'm not here to tell you about a movie review. I'm here to say that, well, I think your Gopher Twin tapes are really good. I really enjoy the adventures of the Gopher Twins. I find it very amusing. But you know, one thing I do wish you could do is to put two of the 6-minute tapes together, make it 12 minutes, make it two adventures of them each week. That way, I mean, you get a lot more accomplished and you go through them a lot faster. I really think it's the Gopher Twin Adventures are really pretty funny. I wish you'd have them on twice a week, maybe, if you can't put it that way. Like have it on, maybe, we'll say. Like, you know, if you have it now, and then maybe like on a Wednesday, just for like a couple of hours. Because the Gopher Twin Adventures really is funny. I know a lot of them who listen to your show really enjoy the Gopher Twin Adventures. But if you're going to put it on...
Care who gets compliments. Oh, hi. Yes, sir. Those compliments aren't for me. I'd wish I can take them, but those go out to Mr. Nino Telefun out there at 882-9524, the originator of the Gopher Twins, or inventor. And we do play about 3 or 4 episodes per crack out here, so be sure and call the Gopher Twins every Friday and Saturday right here.
Future adventures of Nick Danger, America's only detective. Today, Nick trips over a clue to the adventure of the missing shoe.
All right, fellas, wake up. What have you written for me today?
All right, listen. Monday, Nick, remember, you were missing a shoe.
Great, good, I love
it. Okay, well, yesterday, Acme was missing a shoe.
Tough, so what, who cares?
Well, wait a minute, I'll get this. And this to the day, you and Acme are sitting in the office.
I don't like it.
What's the girl?
What do you mean? What happened to the girl?
Oh, the girl, you want the girl?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, give him the girl. Manny, give him the girl.
Okay, all right, Nick limped strode back to the office.
He's strong, Manny.
Only to find the girl waiting for the flat foot, restlessly.
Hello, Nick.
Something told me you'd be here.
Bet it was two bald riders with glasses.
Speaking of glasses, baby, there's a pair in my drawers.
I noticed.
Let's get down to business.
Oh, Nick!
We'll be back to Nick Danger after this. Today, Nick Danger is brought to you by this question.
It drives people mad, but it makes quieter engines.
That isn't a question.
Well, that's not an answer.
There is no answer. And here in the many arms of Octoglomerate, we ask the questions that can't be answered today.
From changing voices
to stretching hearts, count on Octoglomerate.
1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Octoglomerate.
And now, back to the future adventures of Nick Danger.
I'm scared, Nick.
Don't worry, baby. I've had this operation.
Oh, what?
Never mind.
Oh, but I do mind, Nick. Like a puppy. I'll do anything you say.
Okay, sit. Now, Roll over and fetch my shoe.
Oh, I can't find your shoe, Nick, but I do have this darn sock.
Sock?
Tune in again tomorrow to the Firesign Theater's Nick Danger when the script says...
Oh, my head. Wait till I get my hands on those writers.
Hey, they made us do it.
Hey, come on, Nick. You asked me to write a girl.
I'd like to leave a comment about movies, not any particular movie, but lately it seems, maybe like in the last 10 years, there's been an increase in violent movies, movies about war and gangs and crime and stuff like Sudden Impact and Red Dawn and all that type of movies. The movies are interesting and everything, but I think they should rate these war and violent movies X rated, and then the ones that are R and X and ones that persons 13 or under can't see should be changed and rated to a G rating, because the young persons in America and probably everywhere are getting more ideas of violence, like the street gangs, from all these violent movies out, and also the things on regular television even are pretty violent. And that's why there's less love in this world and more crime. They had to put out more movies and TV shows about love and God instead of all the garbage violent stuff they got on. I mean, the shows that do the best are like Hill Street Blues, though it's an interesting show. And I like watching it some. I don't take it seriously, but a lot of the persons out there might, and they get ideas from these particular shows. Street gangs speed on it, man. They learn about ways to commit other crimes, and they teach them how not to get caught and everything. And I think movies should be changed. Yeah, we need some violent movies and war movies and everything. Everybody likes them, but they should start putting out more of the other type too. And also another thing, Paul, you might be mad, but I think there's too many horror movies. Like, around this time of year, like, they come out by the scores and everything. And a lot of them, they're the same. A lot of them, you catch one of them, and they're all pretty much the same. Lately, I've caught these things like House by the Cemetery and stuff like that. And they haven't really had an original, really good horror movie that's different, besides maybe The Entity in the last few years or... I don't know. These horror movies all seem the same to me. But you know, maybe somebody will come up with a good idea. And also, they, instead of rating them R, they should rate all the horror movies also rated X, because they're, I don't know, they're so violent and everything and so degrading. Yeah. Something ought to be done. We need more love, honesty, patriotism, and just more godlike type of movies and TV and everything. And if things don't change, we're not going to last very long. I appreciate you playing the whole comment, and if I've left too many of them lately, let me know. But this is an important topic. Yeah, okay, Paul. And by the way, you know, we're still buddies. What I said before on another line, that I was wrong. Okay, I'm going to get going.
Well, Bob, what you had to say was all fine and dandy. However, it just doesn't, it's not very accurate, because it's true that movies are perhaps very violent today. However, movies have always been violent. Maybe today they're just a little more realistic. I mean, violent films have been around forever. The first film ever made, The Great Train Robbery, was a story about violence and... Well, the film Scarface, that with Al Pacino, that was released last year, was a remake of the film Scarface that was made way back when movies were young. So violence has always been around, and I feel that it's always going to be around. And they are very influential, and there are
different types of films. I mean, there are films about violence that are done, you know, with class, and then there are films about violence that are done with no class. I mean, The Outsiders, for instance, and Rumblefish, two films that I feel were done with style. Very good filmmaking. There are a lot of lower-budget films that perhaps really just emphasize on the violence and not the human part of it, but that's pretty sad. But like I say, films like that have always been around, and they always will. So people are just going to have to be very selective in what they see out there, and basically, you know, hope that you don't go see anything that's too damaging to your physical mind. And basically, be, you know, just like I say, be very selective. And as far as horror films are concerned, there aren't too many really good horror films out these days. However, there is a new horror film coming out that a lot of you are going to want to see, because it's the best from horror films of the entire history of the movies. I mean, you're going to love it. And here's a special preview that we just got in from Universal Studios of this special horror film.
Remember when you were scared and your mother used to say, "Don't be afraid, it's all in your mind"? Well, now, it's all on the screen. Terror in the Aisle.
Hello?
The scariest moments from the scariest movies of all time.
Have you checked the children?
Terror in the Aisles. It's a cut above the rest. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents.
Line, hear a special interview with Roxana Zhao, this year's Emmy winner for Best Supporting Actress. And don't forget to call this Friday or Saturday for the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins as we present Episode 6, Funeral for a Friend. And remember, if you see a movie this week, don't forget to phone in your review on 761-0333, where you too can be a Movie Line star. Other numbers to call include Telefun at 882-9524 and DBS at 506-0069. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much, Mother Doll.